Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network. Shut up! Hate that song. Hi. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Thanks so much for joining us. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Hold on, is he still singing? Yeah, he is. then click Big Willie 105.5. Maybe he's over now. All right, good. I'm dangerous when I'm by myself. And I'm by myself a lot. Anyway, focus. All right, download the River Network app. Click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time, Big Willie 105.5. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Also, I'm the force multiplier of truth. That is actually on my business card, I think. I'll better check with the printer. Anyway, so we've got all that going on. We've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a bit. For our friends on Rumble, we are now streaming our show on Rumble. Rumble is like YouTube, only without the censorship. Rumble is a great video platform for us, for MAGA Nation, more importantly, for Dimitri Live and Local, all the fans, all the fanatics. It's a great platform. It's free. Go to Rumble, download the app, start enjoying it, follow Dimitri, subscribe, follow whatever they ask you to do. If it's connected to my name, and there are several other Dimitris, all imposters, of course. Mine spelled with my first name spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. The last name is Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V to it, thus it cleans it up a little bit. All right, fine. So if you would please do that, you get to see the show, and it's typically some idiot talking into a microphone, occasionally using his red Sharpie, and when I can put the little ducky up without it falling down, although lately it's been falling down, from the Nail City Jeep Club. Thank you, Elvira. You'll actually see the little ducky here as well. I've got to work on this thing, though. It's getting all fuzzy in the back. All right, fine. So we've got all that going on. Elon Musk, again, this is not Let's Dump on the Hypocritical Republicans Day show. Although now that I think about it, pretty much is, I guess. The one great thing last night, there were a number of great things, of course, regarding the heroes. I forgot to mention this. What was missing last night? The State of the Union address. Congress filled with people and TV cameras and everything, and the men's hockey team, USA men's hockey team, comes in. USA. Oh, by the way, the last time the U.S. Hockey team won, the Olympic hockey team won, 1980, the Miracle on Ice, beat the Soviet Union, which was a much, 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 much better team in the semifinals, and then defeated Finland. Miracle on Ice. A lot of people don't know, and it really just amazes me, and it really is unfair to these guys. There was another Miracle on Ice. Did you know that? USA hockey team that also defeated the Soviet Union, which was much better players. 1960. That was actually the first Miracle on Ice regarding the men's USA hockey team. And virtually nobody talks about it because I don't think it was televised. So, yes, it's wonderful. 1980 was absolutely wonderful. And now, you know, we just won again. That's fine. But the first Miracle on Ice, American amateur hockey players defeated the Soviet Union Red Army team, the CCCP, which was a great team. And, you know, the Soviets had great hockey teams and skilled players and everything. They were really, really, really good, not like the goons that we have here in North America. But the first Miracle on Ice was actually 1960, the USA men's hockey team. Never got the credit it deserved. Never. It's the damnedest thing. It really is. All right. So last night, men's hockey team, USA men's hockey team. Yeah, wonderful. What was missing? What was missing at the State of the Union address? I mean, obviously, I was missing. I wasn't there. But there was something else almost as important that was missing. And no one's talking about it except Dimitri. because that's what I do. I talk about stuff that nobody else talks about, even though it's really apparent to me, really obvious. You know what other hockey team won a gold medal at the Olympics? The USA women's hockey team. They defeated Canada. Why weren't they there? The men's USA hockey team, gold medal, there was wonderful. No women. The women's USA gold medal winning hockey team, not there. And in going online and trying to figure it out, it seems to me that we got another situation here like those horrible women of the women's soccer team, USA women's soccer team. They hate Trump. They wanted nothing to do with Trump. That's what I've read. You know, look, there's other information. I'm not aware of it. But no one's talking about it. The men's gold medal winning USA hockey team, there. Women's gold medal winning hockey team, not there. If this isn't another example of how so many of these women Olympic athletes hate America, then I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. I suspect it's as simple as that. All right, we got to say goodbye to our all of our viewers on Rumble. We appreciate it greatly. Please share this everywhere. Please subscribe. We'll be doing Dimitri Graffiti, but we got some music that we have to play, and that might interfere with royalties with Rumble. That I don't know, so we're going to play it safe because I can't afford to be banned again. We'll do it again real soon. Please share this everywhere, and thank you so, so very much. Appreciate it greatly. All right. Wrap up and leave. All right, good. So we are done with that. Get on Rumble. It's like YouTube, only without the censorship. Follow Dimitri with three eyes, and you can see the show, and we'll have a lot of fun with that. All right, so we got Dimitri Graffiti coming up next. Again, the phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Make sure you follow the rules of engagement. We'll have a lot of fun with this, and please get on Rumble, and please help spread the word. I'm doing whatever I can, but I need your help.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
The rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti. Do not have your radio on in the background when you call 740-325-1490. When your call is answered, do not wait to be asked your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local laws. And above all else, do not under any circumstances try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
Weed from a Twitter is here with the money to stick in last night. Yeah, great money over here. Dig it!
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Morning, everyone. You got back to the boat. Don't blind me. You're broken. I just wrapped it up out of the territory right now. Just keep an eye on it.
There's no way, no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch you.
Rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti. Do not have your radio on the background when you call 740-325-1490.
When your call is answered, do not wait to be asked your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate federal, state, or local laws, and above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti.
Why isn't the local media talking about how the Macho Man was a special guest at the State of the Union?
Graffiti, rules of engagement. Do not have your radio on when you call. Do not wait for a show producer to ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate any federal, state, or local law. And do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Graffiti.
Sunday. Wheeling Nailers, Faith and Family Night.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. Do you understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her
'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.